Let's talk masterminds again. This is the Recruit Me Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 194. Welcome to the world's longest running podcast on recruiting and athletic scholarships. I'm John Kugler, an athletic scholarship coach and a recruiting author. I am, and I want to help you as a family succeed in the recruiting world and get a scholarship for your student athlete. I'm a dad of two scholarship athletes myself and also the CEO of Recruit Me. And our sponsor is the Recruit Me Athletic Scholarship 24-Month Recruiting Planner and Journal, your all-in-one resource for successful recruiting experience. It's available on Amazon. But a great time to do some planning because we're all kind of immobile right now and isolated. Action produces traction, so this weekly 15-minute podcast will help you do just that. It'll change your scholarship future, and we're continuing a conversation we had last week. I guess you could call it a conversation. I was the only one speaking. You were listening. And, of course, I always invite you to ask questions. But this week, it will be a conversation. It's about something we call masterminds and the huge advantage that you can have as a family by initiating a mastermind group. Go back and listen to the last episode because I explained clearly how to do that. But it was so fast that I went in, talked about it, left, and you're going, what's going on here? You might have to listen a couple times, but this week, I've got somebody on the call right now with me on the podcast who you might recognize because he's been on our on this podcast a couple times before. In fact, the episodes that Eric Johnson is on are always the most listened to. So I brought him back because he can tell us a little bit about masterminds. So Coach Johnson, welcome back to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast.
Thank you, John. Pleasure to be here. Really excited to talk today. And no pressure at all. My other episodes most listened to. Now I have to deliver today.
You better. I always introduce you as the super coach because you coach hockey and you always do it like in threes. You always got like three teams that you're coaching at the same time. How do you do that?
I love coaching. I just love being around the sport. Right now, I'm coaching a high school club team. I'm coaching a university club team. And I was helping out with another high school team. But I wasn't officially a coach with that one. So really only officially two this past season. But as we're all hanging out inside, I'm really getting the itch to get back on the ice. So I'm putting together a camp this summer to run that for a few dozen kids for over 8 weeks, and we'll run the camp and just work on the basics and get everybody back in shape before the season starts.
I bet you get great attendance because those hockey players just want to get their skates back on being inside and isolated.
Oh, everybody's chomping at the bit to get back out there. It's going to be great.
So, Eric, I want to talk about masterminds. Introduced this concept last week for our folks, and you and I have been in a mastermind for 4 years. I mentioned that as well. And I said to our audience that Recruit Me wouldn't be here, the podcast wouldn't be here today if it weren't for our masterminds, because you've been pushing me, you've been stretching me, been leading me. We've been doing that for each other. It's been a dynamic experience. As we talk about masterminds, and a mastermind for our audience is usually, say, three or four people. You could have more, up to eight or even a dozen, but three or four people is a real powerful group that come together on a regular basis, hopefully weekly, and share experience, share in the real world what's going on with what you're doing, in this case, pursuing an athletic scholarship, and being able to encourage each other and challenge each other. You and I have been doing this from a business standpoint. For you, how has the mastermind worked with you and I and others who have been involved with us? How's it been for you?
A mastermind is just energizing. I was actually talking to a client yesterday. I coach podcasters to just to teach them how to attract their ideal clients. And so I was talking with a podcaster yesterday, one of my clients, and she asked, do you ever get that feeling where you don't feel like you're getting any traction? You're just not going anywhere. Is the effort really worth it? And I said, oh, we all get there. Doesn't matter what we're doing, what aspect of life, we all get to that point where we think, am I on the right path? And Am I making any progress? And is the action that I'm taking worth it? And she said, well, what do you do to get over it? And I said, well, the one thing I do is I surround myself with like-minded people who can inspire me and fire me up and encourage me and affirm my actions and just get me fired up to keep pushing through. And that's what happens every time you and I are on our call, John, talking through our mastermind, is that I just get fired up. I get reinvigorated. I get excited about the possibilities that lie ahead. I always get new ideas. And that's the thing that the mastermind really does for me.
I really enjoy the accountability part. You and I always at the end, we say, what are two or three things that we will commit to do this week? And I write those down. You write them down. We write each other's down. So when we arrive next week, it's not just falling into this. We have purpose and we're accountable for having to have performed. Some things are easy. Some things are difficult.
I think that's one of the big advantages of a mastermind is, you know, next week you're going to get on the call with your group and they're going to ask you what you did and follow up with the goals that you set the prior week. And you're going to need to follow through and you're going to need to demonstrate that you took the action and you got the results. Good or bad, at least somebody's there. And with recruiting, you know, I'm going through recruiting right now with my son. He's a high school hockey player. Hockey's a little different than a lot of sports. You don't go straight from high school to college. You usually go high school into junior hockey, then into college. And so he's at that point where he's reaching out and starting to have conversations with junior coaches, and he's got to take action. Like, we have to take regular action every day, every week, just being involved with it. If there's not somebody there holding us accountable, it's easy for us to just let it, I'll get to it tomorrow, or we'll get to that next week. And I'm telling him now that the junior camps and combines are coming up this summer, late summer. They keep moving the dates now because of the situation we're in. But if we're not contacting them now, he's going to miss out on a whole summer of recruiting, and we have to take action. So that's a big part of that mastermind, is you can each hold each other accountable just to make sure you're taking those little action steps in that recruiting process.
And if you got more than one other family in your group, let's say you got three or four, man, the dynamic just multiplies there. Doesn't the energy, it goes through the roof. You're accountable to each other. Other families are moving forward on what they're pledging that they will do. And you're really pushed into this, and you're stretched further than it could go otherwise. I can just imagine with you and your son, if you were in a mastermind right now with other hockey families, and that would not only ignite you, but also your son, because I imagine sometimes it's hard to get the kids going.
Well, there are a couple other families that we talk with. It isn't a formal mastermind, but they've gone through the process, and it's amazing how much information that you can get from other families who have gone through it or who are going through it. And you know that just by sitting in the stands and the parents start talking like, oh, what camps are you going to this summer? Or what did you learn? Or when I talked to that coach last year, here's what he told me. And you're sharing ideas. That's what happens in that mastermind. Napoleon Hill wrote the book Think and Grow Rich, and he really fleshed out the idea of the mastermind in that book. And that book was from 1937. But he really started developing the concept in his 1925 book called The Law of Success. That's where he really introduced it, but it was very superficial level. And he talks about a mastermind being two or more people coming together, because when your minds start coming together and you start brainstorming ideas, one plus one doesn't equal two. One plus one always equals three or more, because that the ideas come together and you just get energized. It's amazing the power you can get just by talking out the possible solutions out loud and hearing yourself talk, even if nobody else is giving you any input. Just being able to talk through it out loud creates some amazing possibilities and ideas for you.
Well, and I remember when there was a time when we had two, three, four other people as part of our mastermind, and we're going to be growing our mastermind. Right now, it's the two of us that over the past several months, but we're going to be adding more people. And remember those days when we did that? We called it a hot seat, that each person, every week we had somebody on a hot seat, or maybe every other week we did that. But when they were in the hot seat, they shared their biggest problem or concern, their biggest challenge, and then everybody chipped in and spoke wisdom into that person's situation. Did you find yourself growing more in that type of environment?
When I was in the hot seat, I couldn't write fast enough. I mean, the hot seat is basically state your problem and let the other people in the mastermind go to town on the solution, and you just write as fast as you can. The interesting thing was, when I was not in the hot seat, I wrote just as much, writing down ideas for my own situation by helping somebody else go through their struggles and find their solutions. I also found solutions to my struggles, just because the power of the collective minds coming together just really did something that sparked my creative juices to where I was finding results right and left, even when I wasn't in the hot seat. It was fantastic.
Well, families, I want to encourage you to start a mastermind. I did the same thing last week. This week, I wanted to give you a glimpse into how it works in the real world. But go back to last week's episode, and there's instructions there on how to start a mastermind, how to get this thing going for the next 3 months, 6 months, maybe the next year, where you can come together with other families. Now, this is an ideal opportunity. As we're waiting things out at home, you don't have to meet personally with folks. Eric and I are a couple thousand miles away, I think, or maybe 1,000. We meet by Zoom every week. You can meet by Zoom with those who are in your mastermind.
And then, I imagine one concern families will have is that, well, if we're in a group together and the team is recruiting Johnny, they're not going to recruit me. And there's so many teams out there that, the benefits of a collective mind in a mastermind are going to far outweigh any competitive nature that will come about. Because if you're getting recruited by Arizona State, there's so many other schools out there that could also recruit you that the good is going to far outweigh any competitive nature that stems from it.
Oh, that's a great point, Eric, because I know a lot of masterminds are built around people in the same business. And they don't see themselves as competitors. They see themselves as helping launch each other and help each other. So you're right. In this whole scholarship thing, it's not like there's only 5 scholarships out there.
Right.
But you're absolutely right with that. So thank you for throwing that in. And I would encourage our listeners to take action on this. While we've got the time, you can develop a good habit. You don't know how long this season's going to last, but you can begin developing that habit now that will carry on for months ahead, maybe years, depending what year your son or daughter is in.
And if you don't know how to start a mastermind or you don't know what to do in a mastermind, just ask a couple families if they're interested in meeting together once a week to talk through the recruiting process and what you need to accomplish, and just simply share the struggles. You know, I'm having a tough time getting a coach to return my email. I'm having a tough time deciding which camp to go to. I'm having a tough time deciding how to approach my own coach regarding feedback to get to the next level, because I don't want him to think I'm leaving his team. Like, just walk through your problem, your struggles together, and your problems and the concerns you have, and let the collective group help you solve those problems and define a course of action for you. And it will take you where you want to go. It doesn't have to be this big formal thing where we follow an agenda every week. Get together, talk about the struggles, and help each other solve problems.
The fact that you have to show up is a big deal. I mean, that in itself, it's like showing up for practice. Because
the goals,
if you don't show up for practice, you're not going to be ready for the game.
Absolutely. You have to have goals to achieve. You have to have an action plan. Like, if you're not showing up to practice without a practice plan and go, all right, what are we going to do today? That's club coach. That's not elite coach, right? You're showing up and you have action plans of things you want to accomplish today. You have to set those action plans at the end of every meeting, so you know exactly what you're going to do. Next week, follow up. That accountability will take you so far. It'll be amazing.
And if you have any questions, shoot them my way, john@recruitme.com. I can call on Eric as well if you've got some advice that you need that I can't help you with. I've just offered your advice there, Eric. I hope you notice I slipped that in.
Anytime. I'm more than happy.
Okay, great. Well, so we're going to see you, Eric, on Wednesday. You and I are meeting Wednesday, so you got that on your calendar, right?
Yep, looking forward to that. Right now, I'm going to go down in the basement and shoot some pucks at my kid. So.
Oh, that's great. Great.
He's got to see pucks somewhere.
I love that. We used to do that out in the garage in the off season for baseball. We hit wiffle balls with baseball bats in the garage. It was great. Balls everywhere. Yeah.
We have an unfinished basement, so he gets suited up in his goalie gear, and I fire 100 pucks a day at him.
Keeps you in shape too, doesn't it?
Yeah, my chest hurts after the end of that. I'm not used to shooting 100 pucks.
Eric, thank you for joining us. And as you, as a mother or father or as an athlete, take that initiative to get a mastermind going. Go for it. I asked you to make your list last week. Now begin asking those families to join with you on this as we move one step forward towards your athletic scholarship. We'll talk to you again next week.